This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on this lovely Monday.
This could be a Prince song.
Actually, it's not.
I know, but it could be because this is how, you know what I mean?
I mean, I know what this song is, but tell for the intangibles out there. Let them know what song this is.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's Nas and Primo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on, Leroy. Hey.
Light years. This
you got the screen in front of you.
Shine together. No, he doesn't. Oh, no,
yeah, he does.
I got my own screen.
He has my own screen.
I got my own screen.
Boy, I'm telling you what.
That was good.
You know, there's two. Hey, Tobin. While y'all messing around, there's two things that Tobin does very well.
Deflect?
No. If there's a situation where he don't want to get, he becomes ultimate intangible and he just backs away, right? When it gets a little dicey.
He pulls a homer.
When it gets a little dicey, he just looks at me and say, you got it, go ahead, you got it.
Sometimes you got no one to let somebody else run the offense, you know?
Oh, man.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You know.
Yeah, Vlad, you might not put my buttons up there for a second, dude. I got something to press here. Hold on. Thank you.
Minus one for tardiness.
Yeah. I'm worried about how much you're going to the bathroom. Are you all right, dude? You like extra hydrated? What's going on?
No, she's probably dehydrated.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, she did. She was partying this weekend.
I'm maybe think that maybe she needs some electrolytes, because what you did to that coffee in there, I think you still might have remnants.
Wait, what?
You're always judging me for the way I.
No,
my
she
coffee.
Was trying to play it off. She put water in a cup. First of all, she made coffee and pressed the go button and didn't have no cup where the coffee goes.
Oh, yeah.
So, right.
Minus one.
What's she going started, on with you?
Wait, she started filling the cup up with water, and I said, hey, why are you filling the cup with water? I got my own thing. All right, whatevs. She finally catches up, puts the cup in there. Then she starts mixing coffee, water, and creamer in a rando cup. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Miami Heat, they will be back in action tomorrow after their 1-2 road trip. Oh. They lost to the
Sexy
Knicks
stuff.
And the Celtics.
I'm all hopped up on coffee. I only drink coffee at work. I do not drink coffee at home. I don't drink coffee when I'm on the road. I just drink coffee here.
Two Cafe Bustelos and you're on the ground like Michael Irvin.
You don't drink coffee at home?
No.
And you're married to a French Canadian?
Yeah. They drink. She drinks coffee.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
My mother-in-law can drink the strongest cup of coffee in the world and then can say goodnight. Just yeah.
Yes. You're like talking faster. Huh? You're right.
I only drink coffee here. All right. And it's Monday.
You sounded like Michael Irvin.
There's something in the coffee.
Hey, you can only mess with me when I start sweating. If I ain't sweating, I ain't did it.
I'm just saying you sounded. I didn't say yeah. You're looking.
Like, and plus, keep in mind, I've been on all fours for like three segments.
Did the guy, did he get confused? I didn't see the Netflix broadcast, but did he predict a football game when they went to him? Somebody was saying that he predicted the wrong thing when she asked for a prediction, and I think he predicted Miami, and she goes, I meant the fight.
He don't care about no damn fight, man.
You know you had a fight, right? So people only care about what's going on here.
Didn't feel like I was at a fight. I felt like I was at a bullfight.
Really? Dude, first of all, like, and I believe this. It's over for him. Not that he got knocked out, but all that tackling and running and stuff.
Yeah.
That right there was just.
I'm also tired of people saying the reason I lost the fight is because I got tired. Like, yeah, that's part of the. That's what. That's that
you running.
Stop having a fight in the middle of a track.
Everybody
stop running.
Like it's literally the part of the like. Yes, that's part of the game. Whoever's tired. It's like the Bills complaining that there's a sun in Miami. It's like, oh, that's part of it. I'm sorry, you know, like that goes with the playing field. Is oh, if he wouldn't, he got me tired because he's so much bigger. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you unaware about how big he was when you weren't, you know, doing standoffs with him all week?
Right.
You probably were thinking to yourself, this guy could wear me out a little bit.
I can't front, man. When he got hit by that right hand, you could tell his face, his body talked to him. His body was like, that's it, champ.
Yeah, no, he didn't call him champ. He's like, that's wow. He said, you ain't tell. Hey, face looked up at him and said, you ain't tell me it was going to hit like this. He's like,
jaw said,
oh. And the jaw said, two-time heavyweight champ. Because, I remember one time, Jake walked into like a jab and almost took a knee then.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my goodness.
He's a monster. He went up against a monster. And yeah. I mean, it's like, that's why I'm telling you, like the people around him are irresponsible. Like, I'm like, why did you guys think, look, and again, the credit I will give him is very tough. Like you took a punch and you left it. Hope it was worth the money. Hope it was worth the money.
Right.
But what, and it didn't get more dangerous, but.
Wait. His dumbass, after getting his jaw cracked, had the audacity.
Oh, yes, to come after Canelo.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well.
What?
Don't do that.
Please. No. Learn your lesson.
Now, wait. So now here, your here's ribs, the difference, though.
Now I want your ribs tenderized now. Now think I want about ribs this. Tenderized.
Vlad, what makes it worse is this. That Anthony Joshua going to try to knock him out.
You think Canelo's going
to be? Canelo's going to be death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah.
Because you think you got tired running. How you going to be when you just get to pat, 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 just get.
I'm asking the people around Jake Paul who care about Jake Paul.
They don't.
They obviously don't. Like, his promoter doesn't care. But I'm asking you guys, stop doing this to him. Like, you did it. Congratulations. Tip of the cap to getting everybody to buy into this. But enough already. You're going to get this man seriously hurt. It's enough. It's over already.
And then Logan, don't go by Anthony Joshua's corner and start trash talking.
Yeah.
You're just setting your brother up to get destroyed.
Look, here's the true thing, and I don't know how the camera showed this. I saw Logan Paul. That dude ran to his brother's aid, which he should as a good brother. He was terrified for what happened to his brother when he took that right hand.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Don't trash talk for then when brother gets said right hand. There's a little bit more impact to that right hand.
Oh, no.
What felt like a right hand to the face also was the Dolphins in the third quarter.
I mean, but we've been watching that. Like, they've had standing eight counts in maybe 10 of the games this
year. Does Mike McDaniel feel bad what he did to Quinn Ewers? Like, because he basically was like, listen, Quinn, you're my guy, dude. You are my guy. You're going to lead this team. And then Quinn Ewers has this unraveling in the second half. You know, some of it his fault, some of it not.
Funny thing about adjustments, they can do them too.
But it's like, you're like, oof. Because like you said this on whenever we got the news, you're like, I think it's going to be terrible. Like, it's going to be really bad for him. And it was. It was a terrible outing.
I don't, first of all, the fact that they just jumped right over Zach Wilson, right? And went to Quinn Ewers. I know damn well he could say it, and this is what I wish Shadur would have said oh, I've been preparing like I was going to play every week. That's a lie, but you say
oh, they tried that move,
because it sounds good, right? And also to say, I think he's earned the opportunity, right? So you jumping over, you know, another guy to make him the starter. It just had to make up some. Now, I will say, the game started, not bad. Threw some accurate passes, but then guess what the defense started doing? Changing it up a little bit. You know, little giving one look and showing one look while running a different coverage. Makes a young quarterback feel comfortable that he looking at all the right things. And next thing you know, you throw it right to a guy because it wasn't the coverage you thought. And that's the lumps that you have to take with a young quarterback. So I was kind of excited to see some of the throws he made early, the timing throws with a little zip, and it looked good till it didn't. And part of it was that your defense, for whatever reason, looked horrible.
Oh, they packed it up, I think it felt
picked. But I mean,
but that you know, I mean, look, Jordan Brooks was playing, I think, with a banged up foot and knee, and that running back had him spinning like a top, like really.
Put him out there on the island.
Yeah, right? I felt he had no shot against him. He had absolutely zero chance against him, and it just felt like once that turnover happened and then they gave up the first touchdown, they felt like, you know what, that just will just wasn't there anymore.
Right,
and look, Joe Burrow. He carved him up. And then, right. And you don't want to be the team that gives Joe Burrow back his joy. Joe Burrow was sitting out here after the game. He goes, oh, that was fun. I was like, really? This guy hasn't had fun all year. The Dolphins let him have fun.
It's Miami. You always have.
Gave him the joy back.
Gave him his joy back, Vlad.
It's Miami. You always get your joy back in Miami.
I want my joy back, too.
Yeah. You got your joy Saturday, guys.
T. Higgins, willy-nilly down the field, Jamar Chase, Randy Moss, and people. Crazy.
I mean, obviously they were going against a rookie quarterback, but it's probably the best defense Cincinnati's played all season.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just trying to figure out, man, like, it looks so good.
2 weeks ago?
No, early in the game.
That's how it always looks. And then, I don't know, he's just like.
I'm telling you, dude.
Meltdown.
Hey. I don't even need to run. I don't even need to change the plays of this offense. But I bet you I could call a better game.
I agree.
I bet you I could make more adjustments based on the plays they've been running.
Coach Leroy.
Going into the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing to like, it is one thing to see or to guess what is coming next. It's another thing to actually have been through it and you kind of have an idea of how teams defend certain things. Like, you got to know that at some point they're going to blitz your young quarterback. And you can always have a check with me that says, when you see this look, we go to the quick screen.
Do you think, do you buy into the theories at all that this is all a tank, that Mike McDaniel's trying to position themselves?
It's too late! You're too good now. You're right in the middle.
They can still get to top eight.
Okay, top eight. Dude, here.
Maybe in trade-up
land. You
know
what the worst part of that is? Because that's right in the position where all of the bona fide number one first-round quarterbacks will be gone, and now you got to reach.
Maybe you do a trade-up. You got the Giants.
You
got
to fill too many spots.
You got the, well.
You got to fill
you
too many
spots. You
got
one big spot you got to fill up.
I understand that, but how many assets, and this is the honest truth, how many assets would you give up for a guy that you're going to have to reach for? Because it never fails. There's always two quarterbacks that move up just because teams need a quarterback, sure. Not that they graded out there.
But if you had the Titans won yesterday, right?
Yep.
So yes. It's Giants and Raiders.
Yeah,
now?
I never rooted for the Raiders so much in my
so
life.
So the Raiders definitely.
Raiders need a quarterback. Yeah. Raiders need a quarterback. But if the Giants finish worse, then you could leapfrog them because they got Jackson Dart.
Yeah, they got Jackson Dart.
But I don't know what that's going to take to drop up. That feels like at least two first rounders.
The only thing it would take depends on who else needs to move up. if there's no competition to move up.
Right, bidding war with the Raiders and the Jets.
Well, you ain't gonna be in the bidding war.
How much
the Raiders are gonna be up there? They're gonna be able to get it.
Yeah,
anyway.
But you gotta get to one. That's the thing. Like they could play it.
But you think you can? I mean, you can't go from 8 to 1. That's too big of a move.
I mean, you could. I just don't know what it's gonna take.
Nobody moves from 8 to 1. You move like a couple of spots, it costs you 2 first-rounders.
Yeah.
So what you did, move from the four. The Jaguars, if you move from 4 to 1, it costs you 2 first-rounders.
The Jaguars traded a ton to get Travis Hunter, didn't they? I feel like they traded up 2 ones to get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, just to move up to 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm so.
Right. No, you can't move from 8 to 1.
It's doable, though.
No, it's not.
It's doable.
Only guys that move up that high are usually already in the top 5 because you can trade that pick. If you trade down from there to 8, so say if the Dolphins end up with the 8th, and you say, I'll give you two first-rounders, we'll swap this year, and I'll give you and 2 first-rounders. Like, sometimes the people that are drafting higher than you have a better chance just because of where they sit. Unless you have a team like the Raiders, or a team like the Giants, where you can trade with them and then say, okay, let's trade with somebody else, and they move all the way down because they have their quarterback. So they acquire maybe with the same, you know, the same player having a top 5 pick and they don't need a quarterback, they might be able to trade with somebody else and then trade with another person and move all the farther down. You could pick 3 first-round picks for that one pick. It just depends on where you are and who needs what.
Take a break here on the show. More to come. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Vlad looked like he's in an alternate universe.
Why? Am I frozen?
No. You just look like you doing Like you got one of those space cameras and like you're calling from Mars. Like it's just blood, real grainy.
Mm.
Okay. I wish they shoot the Dolphins offense to Mars.
Wow, really?
That'd be the most yards they have rushing all year.
Man.
I'm telling you, I get mad because I don't want to feel that way about like what's going on, but I get mad because it's not always about the players or the system or whatever. It's about the structure, the organization, and the design of it all, of the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen some very creative plays that they have run. But if you don't run them at the right times, it doesn't maximize the potential of it.
Who cares, dude? You could train a bear to ride a tricycle in the circus. Doesn't make him a real bear.
What?
But quickly.
Why?
I don't know why. Give it a minus
why?
One. I don't know. It just, that sucked.
Minus one.
Time out. If I have a bear.
Nope, see.
No.
There is no.
Hold on.
Why are you trying to break it down like forensic files?
No, because we got to understand how crazy that what he just said.
Right.
So you just said,
yeah.
If I have a bear
yep.
and I train it to ride a tricycle, it's still not a bear?
Nah, circus bear. That's what this is.
It's still a bear, though.
It's still a bear.
Nah, dude, it's not. It's not a true bear. That bear wouldn't survive in the woods without its tricycle.
Without its tricycle.
Yep. I'm telling you. Anyway, 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com.
Oh, somebody said we're soft on Bam.
Yeah, they were ripping Bam for a good 45 minutes.
Everybody's ripping Bam. I mean, like, look.
You have to understand what Bam's role is. Bam is not supposed to be your highest scorer. He can do it from night to night, but that's not his role on this team. My problem is that he's very skilled offensively, and he never seems to know when to take over or when to get going. That being said, I don't think he needs to do more. He just needs to be better at what he's doing.
Just is what it is. Like, we're going to have the same conversation. We know what it is with him. Like, he is a guy. Do you want to be that guy? It doesn't really appear like he does because, like, he's got – right now he's probably got what he wants as far as, you know, matchups and not having to be the guy who's banging with centers all the time. But, dude, at that point, then you need to start putting your head down because everything is just – you know, mid-ranges and floaters, and sometimes we need you to drive to the basket more, get to the free throw line. You saw some of it yesterday, but it was a little too late,
right.
You know? Like, the game against Boston was much worse, and then he had the game in Brooklyn where they just kind of, like, you know, Kalel was rocking, so they just said, let's just have Bam sit it. But, yeah, it's not been a good run for him. Now, the one thing I would say is, he does go through one of these usually a month, usually a season, where there's like a 3-week swoon where he's just not as polished offensively. It did balance out last year. The team just wasn't as good. But, you know, he called himself out. He says, I'm letting my team down. I'm not being good enough. He knows it. As far as has Kalel Ware passed him or vanquished him, like,
they kind of do different things.
Kalel Ware has got a bag of offensive stuff that is coming naturally to him. That Bam
sooner than Bam has.
Bam came into the league a lob threat. Right. Like, that's what he was. You know, he's not a guy who is necessarily the fact that Bam has turned himself into 18-9, and that's a disappointment, speaks to, you know, what the will is that he has, but I don't understand why we get, you know, you should be, the thing that we should be thrilled about is like both of these guys have the capabilities of doing what they're able to do for this team. It's not good enough from them, but it's also not just on him as to why they are where they are right now. There's been a bevy of things going wrong, a lot of it defensively.
Right.
But yeah, where, I mean, if you're going to talk about like, I've seen some people who are like, well, why don't we talk about trading Bam instead of Kalel? Like, Kalel looks like the future. Look, I understand why that critique is there, because if you're going to be in this middling part, be like, well, what do we need to pay a $54 million to a guy to be back into the play-in? We'll see. I don't think they're ever going to get rid of him because he's like Heat culture guys. They're number three all-time scorer, and I do think he does a lot of winning things. But
I don't want to cut you off.
Do you?
But I hate the phrase winning basketball when you've lost 7 of your last 8.
8 out of 10, too.
8 out of 10.
And the only teams we've beaten? Clippers and the Nets.
Okay. But
it's been a terrible December.
I know. But to say
it hasn't been good for my health.
He's playing winning basketball.
No, he hasn't been. But I'm saying like overall as a player.
I got you.
That's what people are going with.
When they say that after losing by 30, he's making winning plays.
Here's the problem. No. Is like with Bam, who, you know, we love Bam. But you're the face of the franchise.
Hey, there's some people that's on Bam.
Oh yeah, he's got plenty of critics.
I'm not mad. I'm not listening.
He's got plenty of critics, but I'm saying like you're the max guy. You know, there's no questions about Bam and salary or extension. Like the Heat, they've loaded him up twice now.
Load him up, yep.
And, you know, this kind of feels like has it plateaued? And Spo's never going to say that because he loves Bam. He adores, when I say winning things, like, look, Carl Anthony Towns didn't do squad douche yesterday. He was terrible. Bam Adebayo was basically like, he had grandma arms, which, by the way, I got to say, he's really put on his work on his arms. Big. But
I would say you're getting a feel like it's almost like the way they play him and Kalel, they're pitting them against each other. Mm-hmm. Like instead of trying to figure out a way for them to work well together.
Right.
And I think that if Kalel and Bam play together, it helps them both out.
Yeah. Well, I think there needs to be more of Bam like driving and kicking to Kalel or something like that, because one's looks like he's got really good shooting that's just coming naturally. Bam has not been a good shooter, but has turned that into something capable.
Right.
But yeah, this, you know, even with Spo doing the thing where like he's resisting on it, like, oh, this, I don't know if they can work together.
It's figure
like,
it out. That's your job. Figure it out, dude. Figure it out. Hey, look, here's the deal. And I don't know how else to say this. When the game starts, I want my 5 best players out there.
Yeah.
I don't care about, okay, well, it doesn't matter who starts but who finishes. Not if you're down by 30. Okay? So, I would like my best combination of players to play together when the game starts. Now, I'm no analytics guy, but for what I've been told, that when Bam and Kalel start, oh, just when Kalel starts, team is 9-1 or 9-2.
Well, now they are 7-5 because they've lost their last two.
With those two starting together. But with just Kalel starting, they'll be 9-5.
Sure.
But I'm having a hard time believing that it's hard to figure out how to get them two guys in the game. I'm just him. Like, they need to start.
Yeah, there's no reason for them not to, and I'm glad that it closed that way. But he's also, like, he's got to take it upon himself. Like, I can't have Simone Fontecchio being more aggressive than you when it comes to, like, hey, I'm going to go get my get back on OG Anunoby. Like, and, like, it clicked finally late yesterday, but it was like, why did that take so long, dude? Come on, you can't keep floating. And you can kind of see, like, he's, like, kind of floating in the ether throughout the game. And I'm just like, you know,
that's been my biggest pet peeve for the last 3 years is how everybody got a max contract, but nobody can never figure out when it's time. Hey guys, we're sucking. Time for us to turn it on.
Right.
Hey, we're having a turn. How can you play a whole quarter and score like 10 points and not realize during some point of time that we are not playing well in this third quarter? Nobody ever seen for the last 3 or 4 years. We've started talking about third quarter, right? It happens, and everybody looks surprised that we didn't realize we only scored 10 points.
Yeah, but I think the Bam thing is going to shake out. I really
don't. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I think you need somebody on the floor that plays up front, that is a bona fide scorer to take some of that. Whoever you put with Bam has to be able to score. That helps Bam. And to put Bam or Kalel in, when now they can just focus on one of those other guys because nobody else is doing it like they are.
I'd also like some more with them together so they can learn this defensive communication better as well. Like, I think this is one of those things where Spo's like, oh, just not going to figure it out. Well, they got to figure it out, dude. Like, you can't.
Isn't that his job?
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, he needs to embrace it more.
Right.
So.
Bam and Hero for Giannis.
That's too much money.
What's too much money?
That's like $70 million, $80 million.
So then we have to eat a contract.
Kuzma.
Ugh.
Unless the Kuzma thing won't work if Giannis comes on and says, not going to play with another team.
We're not exactly looking Giannis worthy right now. I don't know if Giannis is looking at us and being like, oh, that's my ticket to a contender. Got to get the house right first.
I guess. What do you think, like, without hearing him say anything? I mean, why wouldn't he want to come to Miami?
Why wouldn't he? If he doesn't think that it's good enough to win a championship.
The only team that we know is really good enough to win a championship is OKC. Everybody else is good enough to win, but haven't won. So we're predetermining who's good enough and who's not.
Denver.
Denver's won. They were a little banged up last year.
The Jokic brothers get to party here next week.
But I would say, like, to determine who's going to be a championship contender or not, I think you're taking a lot of liberties.
I think the thing that they got.
I think with Giannis, a lot of teams will become, you know, viable champions.
Yeah. But the good thing is with the wear, and by the way, I haven't mentioned this, but Jokić, he also had a really great game his first start because everybody was hurt. They had Myron Gardner playing against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
No Wiggins, no Davion against Boston. So Jokić got the start. Dude was lighting it up from three. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought this kid couldn't shoot. It was crazy. Came out. He had a great day. He had a great first start. I was happy for Kaz. Really good performance. All right, we'll take a break.
Where is he now? Back in?
He's with the team. He's not sent anywhere. Stop banishing.
You know how they do that.
We'll take a break. And we'll play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. A little all right. Oh, no.
That was peculiar.
It was peculiar, right?
Yeah. Like, I didn't even know he was here.
Oh, man. My all right. Man, a lot of canes I could go
Come
with.
On. My
lot of canes yeah. I could go with. I'm going to go with Bryce Fitzgerald. Sealed the deal.
All right.
Yeah. Freshman.
Woo, you know what? A lot of freshmen on this team,
man. A lot
man.
Of freshmen, a lot of Miami kids shining
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Very good for the Canes. He gets my all right. My oh no goes to Stephen Ross, dude. Like, first of all, like.
The glasses.
Somebody get him a bigger phone, okay?
Oh, no.
That phone's too small for him. The old aren't very good with technology. I don't know if that's on Garfinkel. I don't know who that's on. He looked a fool in that box, all right? Second of all, if it's true that you've already given Mike McDaniel the assurances, I don't know what you're doing, dude. You would never do this in any other business. This is crazy. I mean, the guy gets blown out after halftime every single game. It's embarrassing. You're embarrassing us, Steven. Leroy?
I've already given too many oh no's to that situation. But I want to give an all right to you. We're not going to see you for the rest of the year, brother.
Yep. Well, I'll be back on Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah. But you won't see me.
Oh, this is your last day?
Until
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah,
so it's my last day of the week. I think Frog Boy. I don't know.
All right.
I don't
so,
know.
But here's the problem. You're coming in Monday because for some reason you feel you have to be here for a weekend of sports.
Yes.
Right.
React to
I know you. I know mm-hmm. you.
Dolphins' right. last home game.
He called off vacation one time when we moved to morning.
Well, Remember? that wasn't my choice.
Oh.
That wasn't my choice. They okay. asked me to, when they moved us, they were like, could you cancel your vacation? And I was like, Mrs. Tobin was not happy that we got the move, but not happy about
right.
the decision.
So, yeah. So, that's going. My oh no.
Hmm?
Detroit.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? You let Pittsburgh run over you like that?
Oh, wait a minute. I know what he upset with Detroit. That means Aaron Rodgers won again.
Yes! Yes! I'm not proud of myself, but I accept it. You can just run up. So,
you know what we call this?
What?
Getting hot at the right time. Old Aaron Rodgers.
He had to be hot. Every time Warren got the ball, he was running for 45 yards.
I mean, he did throw for 270.
He's rallying the
did
troops.
He?
By yeah. the way, another winning season.
By the
season.
Way, you know he's throwing for 4,000 yards this year.
Really?
You bet. Yeah, check out Aaron Rodgers' stats. And boy, you're going to hit. Leroy, since you love eating, eat some humble pie.
You know, Achan's not that far from 2,000 total?
Total yards, yeah, I know.
Very impressive.
I know!
It's a shame it's wasted.
It probably means a little bit more when he's really the only weapon you have.
Oh, that first touchdown run was. That first touchdown run was so sick.
Right. And he looks like he's not moving fast because he's smooth at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just explodes. That's, you know what? I want to give an oh no to that.
The Cowboy?
No.
The Daily Feed?
Below, yeah.
Interesting.
They showed the big girl open up McDonald's. That's, come on.
Hey.
Just saying.
Honestly, I really hope that they're still serving that because apparently they're
what is
not.
That?
The Grinch meal. And I haven't tried it.
I've tried to get my daughter a Grinch meal for 2 weeks. They never have it in stock.
What's the Grinch meal?
I think it's like a big Happy Meal. I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. She just keeps asking me, can you get me a Grinch meal? And I go there, and they're like, we don't have that.
That makes me sad.
What do you got, Jennifer, for your all right and oh no?
Well, my all right obviously goes to the Miami Hurricanes, but I also want to give an all right to Mark Fletcher's mother, Linda.
Mm.
She was on the crowd.
Shout out!
Linda. She was on the crowd, and she was such a joy to watch. It was
Ooh.
Great.
Mark Fletcher's
Mark,
mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was fine.
Linda. And my oh no goes to these All little right. TikTokers who keep picking fights everywhere in public places. You know, when people are already on edge, you know, just go ahead and bring more edge.
I'm all for bits, but it was a very crowded exit from Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. Can we not stage you fighting former UFC heavyweight champion Andre Arlovsky? Not the time.
Oh, no. I mean, time, like, that's how... Look, I get everybody want to do stuff.
Pick on someone your own size.
I get everybody want to do something for the clicks, but y'all getting hurt out there trying to be influencers or whatever you call yourself.
And you can also hurt the people around you, too. I just find it dumb. Like, I saw him circling a couple times, and he just looked, he was up to no
I forgot
good.
You were at the fight.
I was there.
Because I kept forgetting.
She had to be there in person.
The comments. Had to be there in person. The comments that were coming, like, I was like, is she there?
Forgot what I said.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going either. I know Vlad was going.
I told you guys I was going.
You
I
did?
You were going.
I did. I
no, you that. Said you were going to watch it with your friends. Yeah. But you never tell us said you were going to go and watch.
No, and then I said, oh, they offered tickets. So, and then I told you guys that they were giving tickets.
Everybody was offering tickets.
Yeah,
they made
so 100, I went.
Yeah, they made $100 million for this fight.
No, and did they say he made $100 million?
That's what
they said. He made 120. Yeah, sure. While Joshua made 60.
Sure.
They also said 95 to 100 million people watch it worldwide.
Yeah, sure they did.
Well, what are you doing?
What? Uh-huh. What are you doing? I'm sure it's on
you
the up.
You call the numbers a lie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Vlad, what's your all right? No, no.
I have a lot to choose from with all right, man. Mm-hmm. I could go with Jalen Brunson. Ugh. But I'm going to go with the college football committee.
Hey, man.
Why? What?
All right, go ahead.
Why can't I go with the college football committee?
He hasn't peacocked much today. I got to give him credit.
I haven't done. It is what it is. What
I'm okay. I got you. You're right. You are absolutely correct.
Stupid.
You haven't peacocked.
College football playoff committee should be happy right now. They got it right. Miami and Alabama went on the road. The last two teams, quote unquote, in, and they won. First two teams to win on the road in college football, in the college football playoffs. Miami, the first team, the whole day and then without a touchdown in like 40, 50 years. So definitely all right to the college football playoff committee for getting it right. All
right. They got it right. Good games, except for the, you know, the two automatic qualifiers.
My own now?
Mm-hmm.
Special teams.
Special teams have played football all weekend.
Oh, my God.
In every level of sports.
If you were a gambler and had the Rams and you lost because the Rams couldn't pick up a two-point conversion like Leroy did.
You okay?
If you had a first-half total in the Miami Texas A&M game.
Yep.
You might have lost because of missed field goals.
Well, listen, dude.
Missed field goals were costing many people wins and money. So my oh no goes to special teams.
I'm with you, dude. I can't. Like, I was counting that money.
Yeah.
Because I had the Rams, and here's the thing. Me and my boy, we went in halvesies on it. They got a point and a half. And I'm like, nobody wins by a point. Just take the money line. You get a little extra pop. 1 point. We would have won.
Listen, dude. If it was either they call it ordinary team. But they don't. That's why it's special teams.
Please, I'm done with this show for today. Goodbye.
I mean, that's exactly why he said it.
Minus one for Sass.
Merry Christmas to you too, Tobin.
Yeah, you too.
Pretty much.
Have a great time, man. See you next Monday.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.